Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much.
Oh. Well, good morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning. And so welcome to Optimize My Life, just like she says. So, I just want to welcome everyone to the Saturday edition of Optimize My Life, brought to you by the Hope Collection. And the Saturday call is kind of like a open line forum, as it were, during the week, Monday through Friday. And then even into the evenings, there's special things going on. But Monday through Friday at lunchtime, there's different topics, which is so exciting. But the Saturday kind of is a open line wrap-up of the week. So I want to welcome everyone who's on the call. And anyone that may be listening through archive, because all of these calls are archived, so you can always check back and listen to anything during the week. But I do want to welcome everyone. As Derek reminded me that we spring ahead today, you get an extra hour of sleep because tonight you change the clocks ahead an hour. Losing an hour. Okay. That's right, because you're going ahead. So sleep fast tonight. Go to bed an hour earlier to make up for it or something. So anyways, don't forget to change your clocks before you go to bed so that you're not late for church tomorrow. So but I do want to welcome everybody. And Ron, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute because I have some things I have got to do, okay?
All righty. Well, welcome everybody. My name is Ron Clayton. I am the president of the Hope Collection, a 501c3 nonprofit founded by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife Ardith many years ago. And the Hope Collection is named after his mother. Her name was Hope. And she was a wonderful woman. She was a concert pianist. She actually played at Carnegie, concerto music. She actually also was an artist. And she used to tour with a guy named Norman Rockwell, who was, of course, world famous for his artwork that was used on the cover of Saturday Evening Post magazines. Well-renowned. His pictures are so popular even today. And Hope was a lady who, in her community, that was right after World War II or at the end of it, what she would do is she would get the mothers and the ladies that had husbands or sons that were dying in service battles, and she would get them together and she would teach them. She put a beautiful painting on a card table. And then she would have each one of them start to paint that picture of that flower. The reason she did that is she wanted to teach them to be creative and think about pretty things in their life. And so they would do that, and, of course, then they would take the card table home, and they had something to remember, as his mom indicated, something beautiful, warm, and loving. And so that's the kind of person she was. Well, Hope had two sons, one was Joel's brother, who was also a teacher and educator. And then later on became he was known as a clown for the Shrine Circus, went around the world trying to bring children happiness, giving out of himself. Learned that from his mom. And, of course, Joel, who wasn't all-star athlete in college, was an all-pro in basketball and golf, two different sports. Incredible. He also went to school and became a PhD in math. And so he became a leader in the world, a teacher. Eventually, he became a senior financial advisor to three presidents of the United States. He would be able to look through the big bills, multiple pages of spending plans that the government and federal government would do, and he'd review them. And the first president, President Ronald Reagan, said to him, well, are these plans balanced? Are they any good, or are we going to go in a hole? Well, of course, they are presidents. They don't care. They just spend anything. But that's not Ronald Reagan or the Bushes. So he was an advisor to them. Later on, Margaret Thatcher had him come and speak, Joel come to speak before Parliament to talk about free enterprise and capitalism and how that's the thing that makes people free economically and how to teach people to individually own. And he called it a duplex system where you may have a job or you have an income from the government, but you need to create something that you own. The reason for that is you can create equity in your life. When you create equity and you own it, it becomes something you can trade or sell and profit. So that's what makes us different than a communist country. You can't own anything. You rent your life. Basically, in a communist country, you're a slave to the government. So Joel believed totally in us becoming free, and that's why he founded the Hope Collection, because we became people who are servant leaders, and our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So if you're on this call this morning, really what we're all about, you can come back on Monday through Friday shows or the morning shows. Let me just share the Monday through Friday, noon Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have a show that recognizes hometown heroes. On Tuesday, we call it Travel Tuesday because we believe and we found that dreaming about a future, planning a future, planning where you're going, not only on a trip, but in life, you're going to be happy. And so we teach people how they can do that. And we actually have career opportunities that we can talk to people about. I have a real crusty throat this morning. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little drink of water here. Give me just a second. Oh, there we go. I hope that's better. Well, anyways, our other shows are, we have a, I think it's on, in the morning on Monday and Wednesday, Mary Stanley, a certified life coach and a trained coach for helping families with autistic children in them. You help with some coaching and get help there. She has a program that actually is set up to help people with families with diabetes, and a cooking show. It's going to be coming up shortly on how people preparing food for living better lives through eating good food. So we have a nutritionist that comes on board, and I think her name is Alice. Mary, are you on this morning?
I am. Her name's April. She's a certified, trained diabetes nutritionist and specialist.
Well, go ahead and talk a little bit about those shows if you would mind.
All right. So mornings is all about family health and nutrition. And as Monday, it's all about how to help your family and you eat better. But not only eat better, but your relationship with food and how it affects your family. You know, for instance, the comments you make about yourself, your family, your kids over here, it kind of develops that relationship of how they think about things, about themselves, when they're looking at you as a role model and what you think. And I'm privileged to announce it's either this Thursday or next Thursday. I am joined by another phenomenal co-host. She's a trained fitness instructor, physical therapist. She was on the show last week, or the week before, Georgetta, when we're going to talk about different, not only health and food, but also different physical activities that you can do around the home to help yourself work out.
I'm sorry, Mary. I put my phone on mute for a few seconds. So, you, Mary, you found a whole bunch of ways for the Hope Collection be able to expand our reach. And we're now on many platforms, and I'm real happy to say that we're expanding again some more here in the very near future. And also we have some new services that we're going to be adding to the whole collection. We recently had a board meeting, and we have moved on a couple projects that have been in the works. Some of these things, Joe Griffin and many of the leaders back 6 and 7 years ago were starting to develop, and of course, sometimes through the health conditions, sometimes just timing, we were not able to go forward. Some very exciting things are changing. I'll keep everybody posted as we move forward, but a couple years ago, we connected with a doctor. His name is Dr. David A. Dubin out of California, and he's a neurosurgeon, and he was an X-ray emergency room doctor in New York City, and he had a lot of patients that were in trauma, and then he got involved with some neurological equipment and programs that were able to do some changes and help people. Well, David, over the years, developed some expertise, trained with some other experts and scientists, and they have a program now that's been well-established, and equipment that he actually has the international rights in the world to sell. And we're going to team up with him, and we've developed a program that, if all goes well, the Hope Collection with Dr. David Dubin are going to open up clinics all over Canada, not just the U.S., but in Canada also, where we will be able to treat soldiers and people that have had post-war traumatic syndrome, people who have had sports, have had concussions, and have memory loss, and damage to their brains, and also people who have had trouble. Excuse me, guys, I'm going to take a phone call that's coming in, so it's very important, or I'm going to have an appointment that's, so I'm going to take this call.
So not only that, but it also works with depression and anxiety symptoms. And it's all natural. And we have other things coming up in the works. We're going to be adding 2 new shows to the radio show coming up. One, I'm going back to my roots and bringing and talking about autism and changing the narrative. Yes, sir. Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Good. Coming up, I want to sit down and talk to you because I want you to work with me on my radio show coming up, a new one. And it's all about autism.
Yeah.
Different regulation techniques, different things. Things that parents need to know that they don't teach you. Things like that.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm helping people, Mary. I'm helping people.
You are. And, you know, we've been working on talking about you becoming an advocate. Well, I want to go back to my roots. I want to go and talk about this. I want people to see that because you're born special doesn't mean that you can't. You're limited.
I made the contact last night, Mary.
You what? I
made the contact last night. Off of Messenger, cool. Gave me his phone number.
Cool.
You might connect him up to Bob when he's available.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I've returned. I appreciate it. I'm sorry that I had to drop off. We have a service technician coming to the house, and they called to confirm the appointment, and I did last night. They canceled it. They claimed they called us, and they didn't, but we can't. A TV is out, and we'd like to have it repaired. So I had to leave to confirm our appointment this afternoon. And so I'm left. But I was speaking, just want to finish my thoughts. If, you know, give me a little break here. The new program that we will be having is a real live benefit that we can touch the lives of veterans and their families and many, many other families and their children. And it's going to be incredible. And I know Mary herself had the opportunity to study Dr. Newman years ago, and now we're renewing the relationship, and she's going to be able to take what he does and run it into the services that she does. So we're going to have another outreach that we didn't have before. So I just think this is really exciting, and we'll keep you posted, and you'll all hear about it very soon.
One thing I emphasized with this, Ron, is that it's all natural. It's not medication.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And it's very relaxing. I have had a couple of the treatments myself. It's very relaxing and, you know, just a wonderful, you know, you, like you said, no medication. No, you know, there's so many times we're so over medicated sometimes, and when there's alternatives, it's like, yes, let's explore that completely.
And they've had such good results with depression and anxiety, which will help a lot of kids that are struggling with that and teenagers.
Yeah,
where we know
yes.
meds are not safe.
No. They're either overused or underused or, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, you know, especially when there is an alternative. Yeah, I'm definitely all for that. So that's wonderful. Excuse me. So, but, you know, all the different things that you have going on, that the Hope Collection as a whole has going on, it's so exciting. It's always been the goal of the Hope Collection to have this outreach, and now we see it coming to fruition, and it's just really exciting. So, you know, just the whole theme of helping others by helping them help others, how it just reaching out with your hand to the next person, and it just makes, you know, it just makes such an impact. You're still fighting the cold, huh? Yeah, we had snow again yesterday. We went out for an appointment, and it was coming down. It was so messy. By the time we got back, the roads were all clear, everything, and then it snowed again during the night. But what I love about Buffalo is it could snow within hours. The streets are all clear. You know, a driveway, not, but the streets are pretty clear, so that's good to know. So
I wish that was the way here. And Ron, you were talking about one of the two new shows coming up. One is I'm going back to my roots, and we're going to talk about autism and changing the narrative. And
yeah.
Derek is actually, we've been working off and on about he being an advocate and talking about it. So part of our shows are going to be different people like Derek. He's going to help co-host it about things that parents need to know and understand.
That's going to be terrific.
And the other
yeah.
show, Country Boy's working hard on it. He's doing his research. Is a comedy show.
Really?
And we're going to start the show with a certified life coach, but he's called a laugh coach, and he talks about how laughing is the best medicine.
I like that. Yeah, that is so true. But, in, you know, and talking about, you know, autism and getting the parents involved, sometimes people don't know where to turn when something is, you know, something is different. You know, you can get so much wrong information instead of just what, you know, the information and what do I do next? Okay, here's the situation. Now what do I do? So,
and so many of our therapies that are designed for autism, one, most of them don't work, but two, they're only designed to work with the kids. So the parents really never get taught how to do little tips and little things and how to deal with them at home.
Yes, yes, so important. I know when my dad was going through Alzheimer's and he would go to a daycare, an adult daycare type thing. He thought he was taking classes on something, so it all worked out. But Mom had, they had a nurse there that would really help Mom on how to react to things and how, you know, because there's so many mysteries with that, you know, and, you know, with people's minds, and you don't know what to do, what to say. And I'll tell you, the woman that helped Mom was just a gem because, you know, when you're in a situation like, you know, when somebody's acting unreasonable, you know, just not understanding what's, you know, how to deal with certain situations, it's good to have, it's good to have somebody there that can, you know, walk you through and just have that understanding ear, you know, and just be able to say, okay, this in this situation, this may help, and, you know, different things like that. So,
and just having that reassurance that you're doing it right.
Yes.
You did
yes.
the best you could in that situation because there's no right or
right.
wrong answers. And that's why, you know, Dr. Dubin put me in the rabbit hole I was in. I ran across his books. And part of my regulation techniques and my understanding of autism was due to the book he wrote. And how
wonderful.
It's a wiring. And it was the way he explained it made it easier for me to explain it to parents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So. we're a good crew here with our coughing and sniffling. My medicine just dries me out so much. Yeah, I still have phlegm, but then I get so dry it's hard to talk. So
oh, I walk around with water bottles everywhere I go. And on Monday, hometown heroes, I am taking everybody's advice, and I'm throwing myself under the bus.
Ah! You're going to be the first hometown hero?
No, I'm going to finally do myself.
Yeah, that's
well,
what I mean. You're
going
to
do me anyway.
Okay, but you're going to be the hometown hero, see?
Yep.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm hoping that Ron is up and about since we have to leave right at 9:30 to get there by 10 so that we're back home by noon. I had the appointment yesterday. I get over there in the blizzard, driving through all that, and the doctor just had to leave. The doctor had to leave.
I'm excited, Ron.
Good. I'm sorry, Derek.
I'm excited.
Good. Well, that's because you and Bob are going to be getting together to establish some new opportunities for you and going to help you get, I know that you're planning to get started in the travel business, and we're going to help you do that. So that's right. That's all set to take off.
I'm waiting for Bob to give you the okay.
Yep.
He's working on it.
And anything and everything, it's timing, you know, and preparedness. When timing and preparedness meet, isn't that what, you know, that's when things happen. So.
That's right. It happens when it's supposed to happen, not when you want it to happen.
If you remember the Boy Scouts, what's the Boy Scouts theme? Be prepared.
Be prepared. Be prepared. And that's where knowledge, and that's where, like, Mary, how you said, you know, reading, oh, excuse me, it's so hard to talk, reading and how Dr. Dubin's book just, you know, really got you the information that you needed. And that's what a lot of preparation is who we listen to, what the information that we receive makes so much difference. So that we are prepared. Oh goodness, that we're prepared then to do the things that, you know, when the opportunity arises, we're prepared because we have taken steps to get knowledge. So it's 9:25. I'm going to have to leave the show 5 minutes early, and I do apologize. It says that we have to be across town and then turn around and get back here. All within a very short period. So we'll see if this works. So but we look forward to Monday's call, especially with Hometown Heroes. So that's going to be wonderful. So don't forget the same phone number, the 714-816-4686, Monday through Friday. And Mary is on the other calls. Is it the same number?
Yep, everything's the same number.
We're wonderful.
Monday
wonderful.
And Wednesdays, we're 8:30 Eastern, and then we're back at noon to 1 Eastern.
Yep. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, everyone. I have to try to get something so that I can breathe. So, but we'll talk to you during the week and just listen and learn during the week. With that, I'm going to say have a wonderful Saturday, and I'm going to end the episode just a couple minutes early. We'll talk to you later.
Good.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.